Welcome. Today was an intense day. Feels like the pandemic is closing in. My brother knows someone he's very close with, he's worked with for 20 years, who has COVID and is now on a ventilator. I drove by a hospital here in Phoenix, could barely look. There was all these sirens and chaos. Just the intensity of being cooped up at home. Maybe you too have had a few moments that get you close to the red line. Some of you in this program, you've reached out sharing your vulnerability. COVID feels tricky and elusive. It's like an intelligent being that feeds off of our passions and vulnerabilities. There was this article in the New York Times today about Bergamo, Italy. They think there are 70,000 people in that province who have COVID. And in February, 40,000 people from Bergamo went to a soccer game in Milan. And they think that was a huge accelerator for the contagion. The people at that point were not taking the virus seriously. Why would they? There had not been something like this in Italy in their lifetime. The virus has learned how to play to our passions and vulnerabilities. We all have this passion to be together. This social distancing thing, it's hard. Our tendency is to want to see people, to be with people. How long can we hold back like this? It's like the virus is smarter than we are. Sometimes it feels to me like it's winning this battle against humanity. So let's take a look at history. The last time we had such a powerful adversary was World War II. Winston Churchill was the only European leader who stood up to Hitler. All of humanity was getting crushed by Hitler's madness, not Churchill. And Churchill said, "The first thing needed is audacity." The audacity to come to this pandemic differently than most people do. If COVID does not get you because of population density like New York City, or because of your passion to be with people like those 40,000 from Bergamo who went to that soccer game, then COVID will strike your vulnerability when you're tired, when you're worn down because you haven't been sleeping, or you're really worried and stressed out. We all need to be audacious like Churchill. Lose the fear. Remain calm. Boost your immune system. Stand up to COVID. Remember, when you approach the red line with your inner dialogue, the dynamics of your relationships and just getting drained by worry, the morbid attraction to bad news, we just make ourselves vulnerable. Now, this might sound a little bit like I'm one of those spring break millennials partying in Daytona saying, "Dude, I'm young. COVID can't get me." But this is more about how you handle your emotions and your thoughts. Churchill also said, "The empires of the future are the empires of the mind." To rule over your thoughts, to rule over your fears and anxieties. To be the emperor or empress of your mind. So take a moment to sit up straight. This is a meditation to own your power, to own it. Shoulders back, heart open. Today, take a strong breath. Because you can tap into strength when you want to, when you need to. A strong breath. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, a strong breath. A strong breath. if your attention wandered, a strong breath. Thank you. coming back to the moment? The pandemic is kind of squeezing in on everyone. You might know someone who has it, or you know someone who knows someone. The hospitals in almost everyone's town at this point are getting chaotic. You might be feeling the intensity in your home. Feels like we're dealing with a very intelligent adversary who's currently smarter than we are. And we look to history, and the one guy who stood up to Hitler, Winston Churchill, he said the first thing needed is audacity. The audacity to come to the pandemic differently than most people. If COVID doesn't get you because of population density or passion, it'll strike your vulnerability when you're tired, worn out, worried. The audacity comes when you lose the fear, when you remain super calm, when you rule over your thoughts and your fears. Be the emperor or empress of your mind. Start here. A strong breath. See you tomorrow. Peace.